Hello, friends. Robert Imbriali here. I wanted to stop by today and talk to you a little bit about business. And, the question that I hear probably more than any other right now is, are things getting back to normal? In other words, is it business as usual, or do we still have some craziness going on? Well, I think the answer is pretty clear. I know we all want business to be back to normal. We want things to be just the way they were before the pandemic, before the election stuff, before all the political stuff, right? We'd love things to go back there. We're not there. And my feeling is, and I don't know for sure, and I don't think there's anyone out there that really has an exact bead on what's going on. My feeling is that we're still going in the other direction. We're not moving back toward normal yet. We're still going in the other direction where things are going to get worse before they start to get better. I don't know about you. Have you been watching the impeachment trial as it began today? It was sort of interesting to watch that and watch the games that are being played. How do you impeach a president that's already left office? And you know, the remedy for impeachment is removal from office. Well, there's no remedy because he's already out of office. So very strange stuff going on. So what I do is I look for signals in everything that I'm listening to and watching and absorbing information. I'm talking to people and I'm looking for the signals. I'm saying, okay, what are the signals that if I were to find them would make sense out of all this stuff? And it's really interesting. If you look at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and you say, why are there still 5,000 plus troops there? And why are there fencing with barbed wire along the top of it if there's no actual threat? Raises a question, right? The other thing you might want to ask is, why is the White House, the actual White House, why does it go dark every night about 11 o'clock? Boom, lights are off. It's all locked down. Nobody's there. Huh, we have a new president. Shouldn't the new president be there? That's really strange. So there are a lot of things like that, a lot of signals that I see, little bits and pieces that I ask questions about, and I go, I don't really have any answers yet. And when that stuff starts to get answered, it becomes more and more apparent that either we're going to get back to normal, or we're going to get back to business real soon, or we've still got a little bit more to go, and it really does appear that there's a lot more to go. Now, let's get back to this impeachment trial, right? Whether you're paying attention or not paying attention to it, who knows? The question really for me is, what is the result of it? Right? No matter which way it happens, what is the result of it on the other end? When this is over, which will be about a week, what's the result going to be? Is it going to really start the people getting really upset? And will that be the catalyst that will start to change things and start to have that? What I'm always looking for is the counterpunch. I haven't seen that yet. I see a lot of forward punching, but I haven't seen anybody from our side kind of punching back. Is that the catalyst that will start it? I don't know. It's possible. Now, if it does, a good, bad thing. It'd probably be a good thing because, we've got to start reclaiming our freedoms and reclaiming our country, if you will. And by the way, I have a lot of friends on the other side, the Democratic side, who are very, very shocked at what's going on. They did not expect this at all. And if they had known that this is the way it was going to go, they certainly wouldn't have voted the way they did. And there's a lot more people I'm seeing on the social media sites as well that are kind of feeling this way and going, wow, this is really strange. This is really weird. I don't know what's going on here. It's not what we bargained for. And okay, so when are the mask mandates going to go away? Why are they pushing the vaccine as hard as they're pushing it? Why, it's like a lot of questions. And we're looking for the signaling, always looking for what is the motivation behind a lot of this stuff. And right now it's still not very clear. And it's really difficult as a business owner, as a coach, to advise your clients and how things are going to be going forward. Right now, Bitcoin is going through the roof, stocks are up, so we have the feeling that things are really strong there. And a client asked me about that. Why do you think the stocks are up? I said, because real estate's down. And money is either going to go into real estate or it's going to go into the stock market, right? And right now, real estate is a non-starter because so many businesses are learning that they can do business from home. I'm sort of feeling that way myself. I may not keep the studio here. I may bring all this home and be able to work from home. Not my first choice. I actually prefer to be in an office park like I am and have a studio and have all that, but it's not necessary anymore. It's not necessary because we've got the tools, we've got the ability, and this setup you're seeing here can be done anywhere. It's really not that hard. It doesn't take all that much space. You can do it in a small office, an 8x10 office, which is what I'm in right now, a very small office actually, and putting this together and looking, it looks professional, right? So with all the technology that's out there, real estate, there's no money going into real estate right now because everyone's expecting real estate to crash, especially commercial real estate. I am in Carlsbad, California. Right next to me are Viasat. And over the past 3-4 years, Viasat just put up building after building after building after building after building. They probably have, and I kid you not, 10, 15 buildings that they put up, and they've been empty for the last year. Nobody's been in them. You go to the parking lot and you see one or two cars here and there, nobody's in them. So you say, okay, with companies recognizing that they can still do business and still create and still be, functional without the need for that office space, all that office space is going to go on the market at some point, and it's going to be really push the prices down in a big way. Now, when I came here back in 2012 in this office space, it was another, slow time in the economy. So I got a good price when I got in here. It wasn't like that. Last few years, man, the price has been skyrocketing here, but it's stopping now. And there's no more momentum pushing it, so the pricing for office space is going to drop. So that explains why money's going into Bitcoin, why money's going into the stock market, stocks are really up. It really isn't a great indicator to look just at the stock market and say, how's the economy doing? Let me look at what shares are, let me look at the stock market and look what the number is. What are the close today? Up, 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 okay, great. Things are great. Well, not necessarily, because money doesn't disappear, right? You can't get rid of money. So money's gonna move. It's moving out of real estate and into stocks right now. And when the real estate market comes back, 5 years, whatever it's gonna take for it to come back, stocks will drop and the real estate market will pick up, right? So it's just the way it always has been. So I want you to pay attention to the signals as well. I'd like you to not just look at mainstream media. I know I've been hammering this point home for a long time, but it really is true. It's like, stop watching mainstream media, because if you're not part of the narrative that they want to give you, they're going to censor you, right? I'm not part of the narrative. I get censored every once in a while. And honestly, I think if you haven't been censored yet, you're certainly not doing enough. You're not doing your part. And I'm telling my coaching clients, who are coaches as well, I said, it is up to us to really encourage people and get them back on track and get them, seeing straight and clear again, because we're not getting that. We're not getting that with any of our officials. It's not coming from any of the mass media out there. It's not coming from any of the corporate social media. All that stuff is being banned, and you're getting a very skewed view of what's going on. Now, do you get mad at the people because they don't see this? No, I don't. I recognize that what's happened with probably the vast majority of people is that they're used to getting their news from a certain location. Or they like the person delivering the news. They like the shows they watch. And it becomes habit and they keep watching it again and again. But they don't recognize that they're only being told this much of the entire story. Now, how do you make an informed decision when you've only got this much of the story? You don't. You make an ill-informed decision, right? Or an uninformed decision is what ends up happening. So what I encourage you to do is try to get as much information as possible. It is not possible to get it all, but certainly get as much as you possibly can, because it'll help you make a better informed decision, especially for yourself in terms of what's coming up going forward here. I'm looking at the economy. I'm looking at the business landscape and saying, what do we do? Do we invest? Do we grow? Or do we downsize? And right now the thought is downsize. Let's keep it really small. Let's just stay to the essentials, the necessities. Let's not build because there's uncertainty out there. And when with the uncertainty, no business grows. Nobody does. Nobody reinvests. Nobody hires. Nobody, right? So the economy's coming to a screeching halt now. And you may not see it right away, but give it 6 months and it'll be very clear to us what's been going on. So when I look at this and I say, okay, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do right now? It's not business as usual. I'm looking for those signals. When I find them, I will certainly share them with you. It's not business as usual. I wish it were. It's just not. So where are we right now? Well, we are in a place where it's still, like I've been advising for a while, take it day by day. Every day I wake up and I look at my feeds and I see what's going on. I try to get a picture of what's happening, what to expect for the day. And it's not always going to be accurate. There are going to be times where I'm not going to get all the information I need, but I get as much as I possibly can. And then I figure out what the day should look like. Okay, where should I put the energy today? Where should my focus be? What project is worthwhile working on? What project is not worthwhile working on? And that's been helping me to stay focused and stay in the game as much as I possibly can with all the distraction like everyone's feeling out there. Some people are ignoring it completely. And that's one way to go. I don't encourage that at this point because things are so out of balance. And, you know, anything, you know, it feels like everything's smoking right now, right? And it's not going to take much, bam, for the flames to kick in. So I'm encouraging you to just pay attention to that because you want to be prepared. And here's the preparedness. It's not just physically prepared. It is emotionally prepared for the difficult times that are coming ahead, right? You're going to see a lot of people struggling. You're going to see family members in trouble. And the question is, are you going to be emotionally ready to handle that? And, you know, so rest your body and make sure you clear your mind of a lot of stuff. Reduce your stress as much as possible. Keep eating as well as you can. Get a little bit of exercise in there when you can. And, you know, be ready. Be ready for whatever's coming because it doesn't feel to me that we're moving in the right direction. It feels to me that we're still going in the direction that all of us have been saying, no, we don't want to go. We don't want to go there. And it looks like we're continuing to go there. And it looks like there'll be more challenging times ahead before things start to settle out and start to recover. Now, the idea of going back to normal, what's normal anymore, right? It's been a year plus now that things have not been normal. And the question is, do we even remember what normal was like? Right. I heard an ad on the radio this morning that really shocked me. It says, loving somebody is staying away from them. Oh my God, I've never heard. I was speechless. I had no words. Loving somebody is staying away? Are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me? That is not what we're built on. That's not how we're biologically programmed. It's the opposite. We're strongest when we're together, not when we're apart. And you can see how this virus stuff has just divided everybody and put everybody in their own corners and everyone's staying apart. And it's really weakened us as a society. And I think that's what we're experiencing now is this huge weakness. And there's a lot of frustration in that. And the question then becomes, how much longer before we say enough? You know, we're getting together. We're going to get together. We're going to have parties. We're going to see family members. We're going to do what we need to do because it hasn't worked staying away, has it? You know, if masking and staying away would have worked, you wouldn't have seen spikes in this virus, right? You wouldn't have seen them, but we saw them. And all this stuff, all these things we've been doing haven't worked. So why do we keep doing them, right? Isn't that the definition of insanity? Albert Einstein used to say, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Isn't that what we've been doing? It's time for something else. So business as usual? Not yet. Stay informed, stay on top of things, check your feeds every morning like I've been doing, and remember to get your news from multiple sources. If you got less than 5 sources, you're probably not getting a full picture, so up that up. Maybe try to get 10 different sources of news, and not always from the same people, you know what I mean? The same shows on the same channel is not getting more news. More news is I'm watching this channel, I'm going to this website, I'm watching this blog, I'm on this website, and you're getting a lot of different opinions in there, and that'll help you to really understand a more well-rounded picture of what's going on. So I don't really know what's going on, but I've got a lot of ideas and a lot of feelings about what I think is happening and what I think we're going to expect. And I'm just going to tell you, I don't know timing. I don't know anything like that, but I expect we're going to continue to go down. It's going to be rougher. It's going to be tougher. And at some point, I feel that we'll start to recover, but it's probably not for a little while yet. Again, I don't know timing. I don't know if it's 6 weeks or 6 months, but I think that's sort of the pattern. It's going to go down. It's going to get really rough, and then we'll start rebuilding a little bit later on. But just be prepared physically, prepared emotionally, and you know, take care of your business because we just don't know what to expect next. All right, I want to thank you for watching, and I'll be doing another update in a few days. Thanks again. Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Got something new for you. As we know, people are moving away from the corporate media right now and from all the censorship and stuff, and I'm one of them. I'm tired of it. I don't want to play that game. I want to be able to speak my mind and say what I'm thinking, and we need new platforms to do that. One of them is Telegram, and I've got a new page up on Telegram. You could follow me there. You see the link down below. You don't need the www. You can just go t.me/coachescorner. And you can follow me on there, and I will be posting updates and all kinds of neat stuff that I'm finding there. That's a place where we won't be censored, we won't be shut down, and we can keep in touch.